USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hey, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Tuesday. The Kentucky Republican also congratulating Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Dr. Anthony Fauci says America's next leaders should be vaccinated against COVID-19 very quickly. The Coronavirus Task Force member saying both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris should get vaccinated ASAP.
For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can. You want him fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. So that would be my strong recommendation.
Fauci also says President Trump and Vice President Pence should get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Senator Bernie Sanders says lawmakers should stay in Washington, D.C. until new stimulus checks are approved. Sanders telling the political website Politico the bipartisan relief bill doesn't include payments to working families and should be rejected. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik on what she wants to see in a stimulus bill.
It is important that we provide additional support for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as support for hospitals. The vaccination distribution effort for Operation Warp Speed needs additional funds.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. With more people shopping online and sending holiday gifts through the mail this year due to the pandemic, it's important to be aware of important shipping deadlines. And one of those deadlines is here. Ground shipments sent through the United States Postal Service, FedEx, or UPS need to be in the mail today so that they will arrive at their destination by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The outgoing Trump administration has taken a lot of action against China as of late. Last week, it sanctioned 14 Chinese officials, all of them senior members of the parliament. Beijing responding with sanctions of their own and changing visa rules for U.S. diplomats. Regarding a United States relationship with China under Joe Biden, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says we need to be tough on China.
If we don't maintain a hard line, China will achieve their 2025 plan of becoming the dominant power in the world in terms of all the key technologies. We dealt with Huawei, we dealt with ZTE, we dealt with their semiconductor industry. We're dealing with all kinds of issues. If there's any letting up at all, they will accelerate their process because they push as hard as they possibly can until they meet with enough determined resistance on our part that they have to stop.
In 36 states that use healthcare.gov, today is the deadline for coverage that will start January 1st, while another 14 states and the District of Columbia have later dates. Be advised if you waited until today to sign up for your healthcare, the website may run slow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.